'Cause he wonders if in London your wonder is come to implore you forward seeking and find. And if it makes you feel better to know that that letter there was really the reason inside, that it's not in vain that he leaves you behind. He found out he left himself there behind. And then he probably...
First off, I'd like to say that Sandro Perry's new album, Tiny Mirrors, is one of the most nicely produced releases that I've heard in some time. It's airy and open, and sounds like you've been plopped down in the middle of a basement room, surrounded by people just playing their instruments and singing. Perry, of course, is otherwise known as Palmo Palpo and one half of Glissandro 70. But in the past couple years, he's found himself moving in a slightly direction, creating more singer-songwriter-style work with a rotating group of friends and musicians. His Plays Palmo Palpo EP came out last year on Constellation, and showed off a bit of this new angle, and a European tour EP furthered it. Tiny Mirrors is his official debut full-length under his real name, and he's joined by another large group who add flutes, synth, vocals, clarinet, lap steel, trombone, euphonium, cello, and drums. Although there's obviously amplification of the electric instruments, there's no distortion used, to my ears anyway, on the release, and it only adds to the roomy and open quality of the recording in general. Opener Family Tree makes all of the above apparent right away, as quiet, shuffling drums saunter around with twinkling Casio keys, guitar, and euphonium bleats. Perry adds his sleepy-sounding falsetto, and the track just sort of drifts along in a dreamlike state.
'Cause it was not created for you to empty your blood upon you got your own.
City of Museums stripped things back to a one-man show, with Perry playing a kick drum along with acoustic guitar and singing. The track has the familiar tint of several 70s male singer-songwriters, without really sounding like anyone in particular, which can be said for the album as a whole as well. Dynamics. There's nothing dramatic, and the group certainly doesn't rely on volume or feedback to make a point. Instead, there's moment after moment of tiny musical revelations, such as the odd bass modulations, horn accompaniment, and woozy feel of You're the One, or the gorgeous vocal melodies of Mime, offset with ultra-subtle but layered instrumentation.
So make it birds, make your favorite song.
The group even slides into sort of a mutant neo-soul on Love is Real, but it doesn't sound like it's a reach at all, as the damaged guitar of Eric Chenow swirls together with wispy modulated synth.
More like a mirror than in your face. You could see and think, but that's the face of love.
Whereas group artists often go off on their own to create solo albums, Perry has taken the opposite path over the past couple years, inviting friends to add to his murky electronic work as Palmo Palpo, and now giving over a lot of control to other musicians who have filled out Tiny Mirrors, with sounds that veer towards sheer improvisation at times, without being too flashy. It's a unique listen, veering towards the understated and even unobtrusive side of the musical spectrum, but it will nonetheless have you coming back to it.